Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
The next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Upstate.
WFBC HD3 Greenville. W249 PL Greenville. W246CD Spartanburg. W2CXDL Andersonville.
Upstate.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful Sports Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Wednesday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including the big name NFL team that's up there in terms of the Super Bowl odds. We can't stop talking about this team's offense. And I think we should be talking about this team's defense. And I'll explain why coming up in a little bit. I will also tell everybody what could prevent the Ohio State Buckeyes, Ryan Day, Julian Say, and Jeremiah Smith and company from winning a national championship this season, or possibly even the Big Ten in college football. And I will also explain why I am in total 100% lockstep agreement with Bryce Harper. Our bets for tonight will close the show in the final hour in the power hour. The phone number, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. We are on YouTube, youtube.com/@thekostos. And you can follow me on all social platforms, at thekostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin the wonderful Sports Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with a football sin in the Sin City. The Las Vegas Raiders, like the rest of the teams in the National Football League, almost all of them, training camp beginning yesterday on Tuesday. And new Raiders head coach Clint Kubiak making official what they have said, to their credit, they have said it this entire offseason, since they made the signing of Kirk Cousins. Clint Kubiak made it clear who his starting quarterback will be to begin this season.
It's important for me to be fair to the players is to put the best player out there. When we go out to practice tomorrow, Kirk Cousins is the starting quarterback. He's the guy, and he's going to get a ton of reps, and he deserves them because he's played really good football. But I want Fernando and I want Aiden to push him.
So there you have it. We all knew this was going to be the case. I've talked about it at points during this offseason. Kirk Cousins, barring injury, and I guess that there's a world where this turns into Russell Wilson, Matt Flynn, right, once upon a time with the Seattle Seahawks, if you know, Cousins falls on his face. I don't think that will happen. Cousins is obviously way better than Matt Flynn. But, you know, what happens if Fernando Mendoza sets the world on fire? And he's sensational in training camp. And he's unbelievable lights out in the preseason. So there is a world that exists where Fernando Mendoza just leaves no doubt that he should be the guy. But assuming health for Kirk Cousins, I would say he's the overwhelming favorite, obviously, to be the week one starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders. And I hate it. I despise it. And I was actually surprised because when the Raiders signed Cousins and gave him this deal, $20 million, I said, like, he's going to be the starting quarterback for the team this year. Like, that, you don't give a guy that type of money to be the backup quarterback, even if you're going to draft Fernando Mendoza first overall. And I said at the time, I hate this. I don't get it. And I'm going to explain some of the reasons why I hate it in a second. But I put this out there, and there were a lot of Raiders fans that disagreed with me on this and thought, yeah, like, we should be starting Kirk Cousins this year. I think that is so crazy, I can't even put it into words. And I'm not trying to insinuate that I know more about football than Clint Kubiak, you know, Gary's son. I don't. Just that I think, in my years watching the National Football League, I think that this is a big mistake for the Las Vegas Raiders. Let's consider a couple options right now for the Raiders. Win total this year, about 6 at BetMGM. Their price to make the postseason is a huge plus price, and no is minus 1,000. The Raiders are playing this year, and every year, but this year, really, given the Chiefs, and given the Broncos, and given the Chargers, this is an impossible division that the Raiders play in. Like, trying to make the playoffs in this division would be like trying to compete for a woman with 3 movie stars. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Broncos are all movie stars. And while we might be excited about the Raiders, and I do have excitement about the Raiders, like, it's not happening this year. Because even if you wanted to construct best case scenario this year for Las Vegas, and I think that there are, again, reasons to be excited, and I can detail some of them in a moment, you know? Tyler Linderbaum comes over to help solidify the offensive line. Did they overpay for Linderbaum to play center coming over from Baltimore? Absolutely they did. Also, not my money. I don't care. He's going to make the offensive line a lot better. Colton Miller will be back manning left tackle, one of the better left tackles in the National Football League. Obviously, Mendoza gives you a lot of enthusiasm. Like, setting some expectations this year for what that might look like when he cracks the starting lineup. Brock Bowers might be the best tight end in football. You know, Ashton Jeanty coming off a rough rookie year, but then we consider what this was last year for Ashton Jeanty and the offensive ecosystem that he's working with. And this ecosystem would be like if you bought a fish and threw him into a polluted pond, of course the fish is going to struggle. You know, gasping for breath, probably going to croak in that dirty water. And that's what happened last year to Ashton Jeanty. So yeah, like, there are reasons to be excited about the Raiders, but man, they don't have enough, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They just do not have enough. It's a question of talent. And they don't have close to the talent that the Chargers have, the Broncos have, or the Chiefs have. And I think the betting market has actually nailed it with the Raiders this season, win total of about 6. I don't think the Raiders are going to be bad enough, even if Mendoza plays the whole year, and I love Mendoza, right? So I actually think Mendoza might be better than Cousins, right? The Raiders are not bad enough to win 2 games, to win, and nor do they want that to happen. They have their quarterback of the future, right? So they're not bad enough to truly bottom out, to be the worst team in the league, but they're also, by virtue of the division they play in, and by virtue of the lack of talents on the 53-man roster, they're also, like, not going to win 11 games. It's just not going to happen this year. So what do I think is the most likely outcome for the Las Vegas Raiders? Probably that they win 6 games. I think they go 6-11. I think that BetMGM and other sports books have absolutely nailed this, being about the win total, 5.5, let's call it, bet the over on the Las Vegas Raiders for the Raiders to win 6 games this season. So just, you know, for the bettors out there, if you're going to bet a team's win total over under, you'd like to bet on a team that you think could go way below that win total for whatever the reason, or way above that win total for whatever the reason. Like, I love the Vikings this year, for instance. I think Minnesota could win 12 games this year. That's a win total over that I would consider betting. the Raiders, even if I think they could go over 5.5 and win 6 games, what's the point of making that bet? Like, I think the betting market has nailed it here with the Las Vegas Raiders. So I don't think the Raiders are capable of winning a lot of games this season. But as I said, that doesn't mean we can't be excited about what this could be, especially on the offensive side of the ball, with Clint Kubiak now calling the shots. And the Raiders move here from the disaster that was Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly, where I don't necessarily want to call this Raiders offense a Ferrari, because it's not close to that, but it can be a nice car, given some of the pieces they've got. And the Raiders took this car on the highway, and instead of putting the top down and getting in the left lane and driving responsibly, the Raiders are going in a 55, driving 40 in the right lane. It was preposterous. They paid Chip Kelly all that money for this offensive output last season. What a joke. And what a shame. A shame for Brock Bowers, and certainly a shame for Ashton Jeanty. Now, here's Clint Kubiak. And if you're a Raider fan, and the Raiders are a national team, and the Raiders are one of those teams in sports where even if you hate them, like the Cowboys, like the Yankees, like the Lakers, like Duke in college basketball, sports is better when the Raiders are good. The NFL is better when the Raiders are good. And I think the Raiders are going to be on the up and up here because I believe in Clint Kubiak and his offensive acumen and his play calling. We've seen it on display a couple different times over the last few years. You know, lest we forget, a couple years ago in New Orleans with the Saints, they absolutely set the NFL on fire the first couple games of the year before everything went to hell in week 3 against the Philadelphia Eagles when, like, the entire offensive line got hurt. Derek Carr ultimately got hurt, and that was that. But before all the injuries hit, and I'm not making excuses, this all happens. You can look it up. That offense was electric. Then Clint Kubiak goes to Seattle. What did they do last year? Oh, you know, just won the Super Bowl. And yeah, like, the defense is spectacular. And Mike McDonald is probably the best defensive coach in the NFL. But look what Clint Kubiak did with Sam Darnold. Like, coaxed it out of Sam Darnold to a degree even higher than what Kevin O'Connell had did the year before. Turned Jaxon Smith-Njigba, a guy that a lot of us fantasy football players included, thought might top out as like a slot receiver in the NFL, turned him into Jerry Rice last season. Like, what he did with the run game with Walker and Charbonnet and using the tight ends. The run schemes. He's a genius. I don't know if he's on the level of, like, let's call it a Ben Johnson or a Sean McVay or a Kyle Shanahan, but I mean, Clint Kubiak has absolutely got the goods. And I'm fired up to see what this can be this year for the Las Vegas Raiders on offense. I'm fired up for Brock Bowers. I think he can be a monster. And Ashton Jeanty will almost certainly have a better year this year than he did his rookie year. I also like second-round pick wide receiver last year, Jack Besh, to have a nice year. Jalen Naylor comes over from the Minnesota Vikings, and I think he can be decent as well this season for the Las Vegas Raiders. So yeah, like, there's some fun here with the Raiders on offense. And I think that Kirk Cousins can play well for the Raiders. It's not that I think Kirk Cousins is bad or he's going to throw a million interceptions. Cousins has shown that he still has it to some degree here. And playing in this scheme, right, and he's been in these schemes, obviously, in the past. In, like, the Shanahan, McVay, Kubiak scheme, he's excelled in it. With Kubiak calling the shots and some of these weapons that they've got, even if, like, no one's going to confuse, it's not Tim Brown and Jerry Rice, like those Raiders teams, but there's some talent here. The point is not that Kirk Cousins sucks or that he's going to be brutal or that he can't win a couple games here and there for the Las Vegas Raiders. The point is that there's no point in playing him. You drafted Fernando Mendoza first overall for a reason. Heisman Trophy winner, national champion, all the physical tools and skills that you could possibly want. This was not just the first overall pick in a bad quarterback class. You could have dropped Fernando Mendoza would have gone first overall over Cam Ward the year before. And look, you drop him into the Caleb Williams, Drake May, you know, Jaden Daniels draft class. Maybe he's the third or fourth quarterback taken. Not an insult when you look at how those three guys and the pedigree they had coming in. But he almost certainly goes ahead of Michael Penix and Bo Nix that year. So this is not, you know, the number one quarterback in a bad class. This is a worthy first round quarterback, number one overall pick in basically any NFL draft. He's a stud. He's a monster. He's a winner. He is chat QB1. Says and does all the right things to the point you think it's artificial intelligence. And if it's true, right, and I believe it is, that the upside for the Las Vegas Raiders is to not win 10 games this year. Like, they're not going to the playoffs. So even if, which would be an unmitigated disaster, if Kirk Cousins starts 17 games this year for the Raiders, it should mean that they're in playoff contention, right? That's the only reason they would do it. Like, there's no way that happens. It's not possible, given the division they play in and the lack of talent overall on the roster. And they can fix that heading into next season, right? So if that's true, and there's no ultimate upside here, then what is the point of playing Kirk Cousins? Why do you play him? And I don't want to hear, well, the Chiefs sat Patrick Mahomes. Okay, like, the Chiefs had Alex Smith, and, like, we're a winning team under Andy Reid. Not with a first-year head coach. That's not what this is. Like, okay, Aaron Rodgers sat for years behind Brett Favre. Jordan Love sat for years behind Aaron Rodgers. We can play this game any way you want. I can bring up the quarterbacks that played immediately and had success. I don't want to hear it. I don't understand the points here. So what? So you can win six games with Kirk Cousins? Why? Like, why? Mendoza has to get reps under center. You want him to face live bullets. You just gave him $57 million guaranteed. He represents a hope for this, a legitimate hope, not like a Jamarcus Russell hope, a legitimate hope for this franchise that they can maybe, you know, one day potentially win a couple playoff games, which they haven't done in two decades. Mendoza can maybe make that happen for you. We just saw it happen at Indiana. And every single first-team rep that he does not get, that Kirk Cousins gets instead, is a waste. Is a waste. And if Kirk Cousins is under center, week one at home against the Miami, like, the Raiders are going to win that game, right, with Kirk Cousins starting. You would think, given how bad Miami is, Miami at the start of one of the great rebuilds we've ever seen in sports. Raiders can win that game with Kirk Cousins. Joe, else they can probably win that game with Fernando Mendoza. Just get it over with. Like, rip the Band-Aid off and play the kid. And Kirk Cousins can be your safety net. Do things go horribly awry? Does Mendoza get hurt and you want things to remain capable, right, and competent? Great. You've got your break glass in case of emergency. I like Cousins in that role. I don't like Kirk Cousins as the week one starting quarterback for a team that also employs the number one overall draft pick, and that number one overall draft pick is Fernando Mendoza, who just won the Heisman and won the Natty and has all the physical tools. It is an absolute waste of time for the Las Vegas Raiders. And candidly, you know, Raider fans are super passionate. They love their team, and they're really, really smart. I can't believe there's a large segment of Raiders fans who preach commitment to excellence, pride and poise, just win, baby, who want the number one overall draft pick to sit this season. Are you guys nuts? Like, am I Mugatu, Will Ferrell, and Zoolander? Am I the one taking crazy pills here? I don't understand it. Again, if it's true that the Raiders can't win this season, and I believe that is true, and doesn't mean they're going to go winless, but they can't win big, they can't go to the playoffs, they can't have a winning record. If it's true, then Kirk Cousins is a waste of time. Play the kid. Get Mendoza in there as soon as possible. Now there's another branch off the tree of the Raiders not being good this season. Because if it's true, and I believe it is, that the Raiders won't be good this season, there's another move that they should absolutely make. And the good news for them, I believe there's another team in the NFL willing to accommodate them. I'm going to talk about it, tell you who that other team is and who the player is on the other side and why it would benefit both teams in a gigantic way. We're just getting started here. Wonderful Sports Wednesday. You better you bet on Westwood One Sports. And we are presented by the legendary folks at BetMGM.
than 1 week until the MLB trade deadline. Buyers, sellers, contenders, pretenders. Who could be on the move? The lines are about to be drawn. Westwood One Sports.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. Skyrizi, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With Skyrizi, there's no daily dosing. It's just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
In 200 feet, turn right. Then apply to refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal Credit Union.
Huh?
Navy Federal offers low rates that can help you save every month on your auto loan.
Wow, I can get all that with Navy Federal?
You sure can, good buddy.
Refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal to get on the road to better rates. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/auto-refinance. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
When it comes to the best sports talk anywhere,
let's get this show going, man.
Listen to the Fan Upstate on Odyssey no matter where you are. In the car, at home, at work. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Search the Fan Upstate and you're in the game.
Hey, now we roll.
The Fan Upstate. And now, the Daily Sports Spin. Powered by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
College football's power brokers are having a tough week. At North Carolina, football GM Michael Lombardi is on paid administrative leave over what's only being described as an HR issue. In Ann Arbor, Michigan went from, "We'll investigate Ward Manuel," to, "We had a meeting, but it didn't come up," to, "Actually, we're buying out his contract in a matter of days," raising even more questions than answers. And then there's Alabama, where the head of the Yeah Alabama NIL Collective was arrested in a human trafficking investigation involving alleged solicitation of prostitution. Right now, Tuscaloosa has the ugliest headlines. But when the truth comes out in Ann Arbor and Chapel Hill, which one of them will yield the bigger scandal? What do you think? I'm Diesel.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson.
This afternoon, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Upstate. 97.7 FM Greenville. 97.1 FM Spartanburg. And on the Odyssey app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.